I'm so proud of you guys. I've already read some of your stories, and each was just so amazing in its own way. Jeff, I love your adorable little jokes. Keep them coming. So great. And Aubrey, I cannot wait to find out who the murderer is. It's got to be the janitor, right? Oh my gosh, so thrilling. And Bobby, what a vocabulary. You know, just so many swear words, they really just leap off the page at you. Very passionate. And for the rest of you, I am definitely going to finish getting them graded over the weekend. But can't wait to read each and every single one of them. But remember, even if your paper gets a B, you are still all A1 plus writers in training. What's that noise? You hear somebody snoring? You hear a noise in the back? Okay, so start thinking about your fourth chapter. Next week, we're going to work on great settings and locations. That means the argument between your two characters doesn't have to be in a boring hotel room. It could take place perched on top of a rushing waterfall or yelling between cars and rush hour traffic. So don't be afraid to make the fantastic happen. And, oh dear. I haven't heard snoring like that ever since my little dog got treated for his asthma. Poor guy. You know, he's been helping all week with a fundraiser and the puppy adoptions on campus. He must be exhausted. He's such a sweetheart. Tell you what, everybody. Let's all cut him a break and we'll let him sleep. And I'll let everybody just tiptoe out of here early today. Sound good? Okay, now quietly now. Enjoy your weekend. No, you're the best, April. All right, bye. I'll see you on Monday. Bye. There. Peace and quiet. You enjoy your rest, young man. I got a bit of work to do. Oh, hey. You're awake. Great timing. I'm almost finished. You're a heavy sleeper. You know that? I was starting to worry you'd never wake up on your own, and I just couldn't bring myself to disturb you. You just look so innocent and adorable, passed out on your desk like that. Anyway, you're awake now, so I was hoping you wouldn't mind helping me out a little bit, dear. Like I said, I'm almost finished, but it'd be a big help if you could start slowly stroking that hard, morning wood of yours for me. Just up and down from tip to base. Should be quite easy. I've already got it pulled out for you and exposed. Like I said, you're a heavy sleeper. Oh, don't get me wrong. You were a very good boy for giving me a juicy cock to stare at. But now I need more from you. So perhaps you could try a little bit of moaning and some begging, too. Something to the effect of, how much do you want to help me get off and how happy it would make you to watch me come? Or how much you appreciate waking up to your professor's twitching pussy only inches from your face with her juices running all over your desk. But this is creative writing class, so be sure to make it your own. Hello? Still asleep? You think you're still dreaming, don't you? Not dreaming. Maybe a dream come true. A wet dream come true. But not dreaming. What's gotten into me? Nothing. Yet. But you're giving me considerable options. I don't think I should be masturbating on your desk either. Obviously. But that's what makes it so intensely satisfying, choosing my wants over my shoulds. I mean, isn't that the essence of naughty, selfish indulgence? Not that you'd know. You've never been naughty a day in your life, huh? Well, we're going to work on that. Hey, you think now, when you lay down your head and try to sleep in my class, you'll always have the scent of my sweet pussy juices soaked into the desk? Filling your nostrils, flooding back memories of today, making you just as hard as you are now. Good. One could only hope. Oh, but then again, these desks are new. Maybe I should make you lick it up so it doesn't stain the wood. Calm down, calm down. Don't get all in a huff. I don't remember giving you permission to freak out about your situation yet. Right now, you should only be thinking with your dick. Oh, leaving so soon? I didn't dismiss you yet. Are you going to go show the entire campus your hard-on? Brazen. Don't you at least want your backpack before you go? Yep, that's right. It's still right here, right by me. Why don't you come back and get it? Come on. Don't tell me you're afraid of your sweet little professor. Don't worry. I'm not going to force myself on you. I like my subjects a bit more willing than that. Well, see, isn't that very hard, retrieving your backpack? That is. So, change your mind yet? Huh, you're so wholesome. Oh, very well, suit yourself. I can't really stop you. Have a great weekend. And don't forget to do your homework for Monday. Yep, really, do Monday. I'll see you around. Oh, and by the way, no, it's okay, never mind. I was just going to tell you something, but, well, okay, before I forget, you may want to check your phone. It's in your backpack, very front pocket. Nope, the other one. There you go. Turn it on, dummy. You should have a new text. Yes, from me. Open it. You know the rules. Don't read it out loud. Don't read it silently. Read it out loud. Let's see if I can remember it. This is what it should have said. I can't believe you would do this. This is extremely inappropriate. I thought I had made my boundaries explicitly clear after the last remarks you made. But now this. I am very sorry, but I cannot support this kind of behavior any longer. I will have to show this to the dean. I hope one day you will understand that consequences you face are the only way you will be able to grow as a person and, in time, learn how to treat women properly. I am deeply hurt and disappointed in you. Really? Are you still confused? Scroll your phone up a bit. It's hard to miss. What, don't you remember sending me a picture of your big, hard, engorged cock and all those messages about the dirty things you want me to do to it? How could you forget? I mean, it was only a few minutes ago. You must have sent it when you were asleep. Is it not obvious? You got in here on a merit scholarship for ethical behavior. I'd imagine even one dick pic to a professor will totally invalidate that. The school board will likely bounce you out of here the moment they hear about this. Not to mention the other shame once it gets leaked to the media, especially Facebook. How will you ever face your parents and peers again? Oh, geez, don't look so scared. Have you never been blackmailed before? God. Oh, sweetie, isn't that the end of the world? It just means you're not the only one in charge of your body anymore. Now I get a turn. But trust me, I always do what's in the best interest of my student. I'll make you the perfect student in no time. In fact, I think there are tons of lessons you are quite in need of. So let's get started right away. Will you please return to your seat this time? Please. And keep your eyes open for the whole presentation. I don't want you to miss a thing. Sorry, my playfulness before may have given you mixed signals. To be clear, I am quite serious. In your seat, mister. My lesson is still in session. Excellent. See? You're already a more well-behaved and focused student. I appreciate it. Today's lesson is easy, but I need you to pay close attention. You'll need a comprehensive knowledge of what my pleasure looks like, inside and out, if you are to please me properly. So, scoot closer. If you look, you can see your participation has already made me a little wetter. having you seated right between my legs as my juices running all over again.
Don't look away. You're supposed to be studying.
Studying me. So, that means just having my student close to my exposed body turns me on. And you already know having my student's cock hard for me turns me on, too. So it's nice to see you still haven't lost that massive morning wood for me.
Very pleasing. Mm-hmm. You know, you actually get that way every time you fall asleep in my class. Lucky for me, from the front of the class, I'm the only one who could see it. So I get to stare and dream about it all day. And I've been eyeing it for months, just waiting until I can get my hands on it. And now it's all mine. Mm-hmm. But you spoiled that by being so disobedient early. So now, absolutely no touching your cock. It may be attached to you, but it belongs to me. And it's mine to use, or to ignore, or torture, as I see fit. Understand? You're not to answer my question with another question. I asked you if you understood that you're not allowed to touch yourself. Your only reply should be either, yes, ma'am, or no, please punish me. So I'll ask you again, and I want you to visualize the consequences of expulsion playing out as I do. Do you understand? Good. You can be a touch louder, dear. There's no one else here. Once more for me. Say it again. Good. I'm sorry I have to be so harsh, but I'm responsible for your future, and being expelled would be a disaster for it. If I am to help you grow and learn, I have to be stern with you and follow through if necessary. Hey, what's this? A digital recorder? Hand it to me. Thank you. In case you fall asleep, huh? Records the entire lesson to listen to later? How smart of you. Hello? Oh, look, it's still recording right now. I guess you must have tried to leave in such a hurry you forgot to pause it. So that means it's been recording every word I've said so far. Oh, my, how incriminating. It's a good thing you didn't notice. You would have had all the evidence you needed against me. Guess I should delete it now. But I do so love the idea of documenting your lessons. Something delicious to listen to later, perhaps. You know, this thing has such an interesting shape. It's long and thin with soft rounded corners and made of molded silicone cover. I wonder if it's waterproof. Oh, yes, I am. Your cock is off limits, remember? I need something else to fill my aching pussy. Now that you've made it ever so juicy. So I suppose your belongings will have to do. It's still recording, right? Good. Now then, I'll just push it against my wet opening. And let it slide slowly inside me. Oh, it's a little cold, but the buttons feel nice. Yeah, they're like little ridges. Yeah. There we go. Oh, I'm glad it's so wet. It's a pretty tight fit. Hope I don't break it. I have a habit of breaking my dildos. It looked expensive. A gift from Mom and Dad for their sweet college boy. If they only knew. Oh, yeah. If Mommy and Daddy only knew where your digital recorder was now, inside my cunt. Yeah, fucking myself with it. Yeah, I like that. Oh, God, yeah. All right, I'm going to start slowly sliding it in and out. Yeah, watch. Pay attention to how my body reacts. Faster doesn't always mean better. Slow means feeling every little detail, each unique sensation. Oh, that's good. I love filling my needy little hole here in class, and good boys like you watching me make it even better. Watching your professor stuff her pussy full on your desk, your eyes staring, worshiping so intently, following each slide, filling and stretching my hole, savoring every detail as I push it in and out. The sight alone must feed a primitive lust deep inside you. Doesn't it just make your mouth water? Notice how short and shallow your breaths are. You're getting pretty worked up. This must be something you fantasized about. Oh, I get it. Something you dream about. So those mid-class erections really were for me all along, huh? Then I bet you'd be pleased to know that this isn't the first time I've stuffed my pussy in this classroom. And each time I did, you were sitting in this very chair, right here. Oh, yes, my pet. A few times, even. I like sneak my own toys in from home, in my purse. Usually the smaller ones, for discretion, of course, so they fit. But I make sure they're suitably thick to compensate. I'll usually give the class some generous free riding time during the day. And bless all your hearts, you students just get so involved and dedicated in your writing that no one even bothers to look up at me as I suction a nice thick dildo onto my chair and I turn around and discreetly slide myself all the way down on it until it feels like little silicone balls pressed up against my clit. And then I just gently grind and roll my hips against it for the whole class, slowly working around my insides, clenching against it, and from time to time, sneaking a hand down to help stroke my wet lips, disguising the best moments as a stretch or a yawn. I even answer student questions and carry on conversations, all the while still slowly building to a big, juicy orgasm in full view of the whole class. Speaking of which, your rock-hard morning wood was once a very helpful muse for covering my chair in blissfully sticky mess on one such occasion. And when I'm really horny, it gets me off like no other to pretend I'm doing it fully exposed to the whole class, and they have absolutely no idea how to react. Not one of them has the courage to say anything. So do nothing but sit and watch silently, slowly getting turned down by my hot, seductive display. The boys building a city of tents for me, stroking their long, hard bulges through their sweatpants as I continue to bounce and grind thoughtlessly. Even the girls have started to soak through to their chairs, a hand under their clothes, desperately rubbing themselves in jealousy of the pleasure I'm lost in. They do not acknowledge or notice each other, but keep their eyes locked to my writhing body, everyone semi-tenuously getting themselves off to the improper show from their sweet dear professor. Then, as I work my body myself in a shaking orgasm, each and every student comes for me, boning in ecstasy, coating their desk and seats in appreciation. And then we just go back to learning, all silently agreeing that it never happened. What the fuck? Indeed. You probably thought I was the sweetest, most innocent professor you ever met. That was on purpose. I really worked hard to obtain a flawless reputation that is beyond question. I did so well, in fact, that if you ever told anyone that your angelic little professor likes to fuck herself in front of her students, it'd be like accusing the Virgin Mary herself. Oh. But it's not entirely a false persona. I do care deeply about my students. I just can't help wanting to subjugate and fuck each and every single one of them. It would be so much fun to have a classroom full of young bodies at my will, ready to worship my pussy at a moment's notice, a new dick in my chair every morning that I can spend the whole class just teasing and writing during lessons, giving out vibrators and hand jabs as rewards for extra credit, to have my own room every day full of hands and mouths and cocks that will take turns endlessly working my pussy, making me come and come and come again until I can't stand it or I pass out. But everyone has dreams, I suppose. It's best to focus on the here and now. Such as your cute little face, right here, and my now, ready to come pussy. Fuck. That fantasy always gets me so fucking hot. Now don't move. I'm very close, and I want your face exactly where it is when I come. You are not to move a muscle. I'm going to squirt my girl come all over you, and you've been very good so far. So, I want to allow you to open your mouth while I come. I will let you taste my juices as they coat your face and tongue. Are you ready? Yeah. Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, fucking myself and your digital. Yeah, oh God. In and out, stroking myself. Yeah. Are you ready? I'm gonna come. You ready? Yeah. Open your mouth. Yeah. Oh, God, Jesus, open your mouth, get your face down in there, yeah, lick it, yeah, oh, God, Fuck, that was good, It's so hot to see such a good boy covered in my naughty juices, and with that, you are officially my property now. I've marked you with my bodily fluids, just like how a man covers a woman in his seed, or a dog marks a tree. You officially belong to me. Tell me, my pet, I'm curious. Did you open your mouth on purpose, or was it pure instinct? Or was the display just that jaw-dropping? Don't think I didn't notice. Your stutter is very cute. So tell me, how do I taste? Good? Bad? I'm sure all these scents and tastes must be new to you. Sex can be very overwhelming on the senses at first. But give it time. Soon it'll be as sweet as nectar to you. You'll downright crave it. I won't even have to ask you to lap it up. You'll just lick me clean every time. There. I licked it off your face. Sometimes I just can't resist the taste of myself. You look exactly like your hard on right now, all stiff and beet red. At least your hard on is honest with his feelings. Hey, another 2 hours and you're supposed to call a doctor, right? On a serious note, I'm quite concerned with your mental well-being. It really pains me to see that you repress yourself so much. I can see your brain telling you this is wrong, that you're a good person who wouldn't do this, that I'm taking advantage of you, and your first time with a woman is supposed to be special. Oh, yeah. I can easily tell that. Most people could. Your demeanor just screams purity. But I'm actually the one saving you from yourself. Your body wants this so bad. It craves an excuse to override those feelings. It really wants to stop having to try so hard for once and just give in to the docile indulgence and harmless ecstasy. It's earned it. It deserves it. As your professor, I'm sworn to do right by your mind and your body. So I'm giving you the perfect excuse to be guilt-free. that you had no choice. You will obey me and stop neglecting your body, or I will indeed punish you. And we'll just pretend that you don't secretly want this deep down anyways. Don't argue. It's time to indulge. Here, take my skirt and panties. I'm not going to make you wear them. Put them in your backpack. Keep them in your nightstand. I may call you some nights to use them. Oh, speaking of which, you are not to masturbate without calling me for permission first. I want your loads thick, and I will notice if you try to short me. All right, stand up. Now, since I don't have a leash for you yet, I think I'll have to lead you around by this. All right, come on then. Keep up all the way to the front of the class. My, such desperate noises. I must be really pushing your limits. Are you close already? You better not come in my hand just for me walking around. Your dick is still under probation. Restrain yourself. Good. Now we're here at the front of the room. Now lay yourself across my desk. Good boy. Now I hope you were taking notes from the lesson before, because it's all going to be on the test. Of course there's a test. Think about how my lessons usually go. First talk about something, then I demonstrate it, then I have you try it. So, I talked about what really turns me on. I demonstrated my pussy being very wet and pleased. So what do you think comes next? Excellent! But specifically, your mouth will be pleasing my pussy. For guessing correctly, you get to choose. How would you like to eat your first pussy? With me riding your face forward or backwards? And I don't let you make choices often, so think carefully. Would you rather be licking me to the delightful view of my soft mound and luscious tits, or have your face smothered by my lovely round ass while staring at its cute little hole? Of course, front facing, the gentleman's choice. How obvious of you. Ah, you're sweet for looking out for me. But there's no need to worry. I've chosen a classroom with no windows, and I even changed the locks on all the doors months ago. Absolutely no one is going to walk in on us, so I could ride your mouth till, say, the sun comes up. Yeah, here we are, enjoying the view. You may say, yes, ma'am, or mistress, or my goddess. Excellent choice. That's my favorite. Now I'll just rest my pussy right here, above your lips. Luckily, my thighs are the perfect thickness to rest my pussy just above you with little effort. Go ahead and start by softly licking along the edges. It's best to slowly work your way around the outside in. My... It's been a few weeks since I've had something warm and wet down there. I forgot how much better than toys it can be. A young, eager tongue is just the best. Oh, no, sweetheart. You didn't think you were my only pet, did you? Don't get jealous, but you are my new favorite pet. That's good. Just keep sliding it back and forth over the lips. You should be able to feel them spread and swell the more you do it. You can even slip your tongue inside a tiny bit as you pass over my slit. Yes. Just, oh, God, yeah, run your tongue all over. Treat your professor's pussy like the most delicious treat you've ever had. Savor every yummy inch as you slide your sexy tongue over it. You're making me feel so good. See how quickly you have me soaking wet? Now you can place your luscious lips against it and just slowly kiss it. Little soft pecks here and there with small bits of suction and wetness just to tease it. Oh yes, so soft. Now build up harder and stronger until you practically are making out with it. Massage your lips against my lips. Explore inside with your tongue and slather our fluids together. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, good. Good. I love getting messy, making you an absolutely dirty boy. You're being so sloppy. I love it. It's so very hot. My pussy is coated with a mixture of saliva and juices. You can't even tell the two apart. Oh, yes. You're bearing that tongue into me, and you finally found my clit. You're such a fun little toy. So responsive when you make me moan or when my pussy twitches. You're the perfect little learning sex toy. And look, you're starting to make my hips rock. Yeah, that's how good you're treating it. I can't control it. It wants as much of your sexy mouth as it can get. It wants to come all over you. Are you excited? You're going to make your first pussy come ever. I can tell that you are. Keep going. I'm going to cover your face in my cum again. You just keep doing that. Don't you dare stop. Don't you dare. Don't even stop to breathe. Make me cum, you dirty little pupil. Oh, God. Okay, keep doing it. Do it. Do it. Lick me. Lick me. Lick my clit. Do it. I don't care if you can breathe or not. Just do it. Lick me. Do it. Yeah, oh, God, yeah, oh, God, oh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh, God, yeah, just, oh. Do it. Lick me. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care if I'm smothering you. Just do it. Stick your tongue in there. Fuck my cunt. Fuck my cunt with your fucking tongue. Do it. You're my pupil. You're supposed to do exactly what I say. Now just. Yeah, yeah, you're doing it. Right there, right there. Don't you dare fucking stop. Don't you dare. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Yes, yes, keep going. Keep going. Fuck me. Fuck me with your tongue. Do it. Do it. Keep going. Do it. Make it. Make me come. Make me come in your tongue. Make me. Lick me. Suck me. Make me come in your tongue. Yes, do it. Incredible mouth you have on you. You just made my pussy fucking explode. You know what? I can't stop there. Coming into your darling mouth was just too fucking incredible. I need to do it again. But let's pause the recording for now. Wouldn't want it to run out of battery, now would we? Mm.